Hello, everyone. Welcome to the DP Pre-Show. This is the pre-show for episode 1266. We're back again before another amazing episode. And after tonight's episode, for all you patrons $10 up out there, we're going to continue our review of Isom number 2.
So that's the greatest comic book in history.
I was thinking about checking out the animations, too. During one of these Isom post shows, because he did release a few animated shorts that he funded to promote some of these new books that he's putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't dare play them on the show because I hear he's flag happy. He is.
That prick.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even mess with it. It's funny because Sturge's buddy Poop Donkey's been in the DP server a lot lately. It's funny.
He's been living it up in the DP server.
Yeah, you can tell he really wants to spill a whole bunch of tea about him, but it's his buddy, so he won't. But he's like, I could say something, but I shouldn't. I'm like, damn, dude.
Poop. Yeah. I don't know about Poop Donkey. He said that Sturgis's chair was a toilet because he has irritable bowel syndrome. And then when I told him, please tell me you're not lying, he said, okay, I might have made that one up. And I'm like, dude, I want you to be telling the truth when you say stuff like that.
It would have to be like a like a portable kiddie toilet that he would have to like hose out. Because who's going to install a toilet in the middle of a room, like a bedroom somewhere?
Yeah, they have medical toilets like that, yeah. And I wish it was true, but, you know, Poop was just fucking around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it, dude, don't toy with my emotions. I want to believe you so bad right now.
That he's just taking a shit while he's streaming? And is that why he has that bitter look on his face? Like, he does kind of look like he's smelling shit constantly.
He could be stewing in his own drawers. We don't know.
Yeah, like, if all I could smell was shit, I would kind of, like, be making like a bitter looking face like he does. Like,
it could just be that he has a wiping problem, and because he's so short, his nose is closer to his butthole. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
The one problem with my height is I'm usually the last person to know when my butthole stinks. Like, the only downside of being taller than everybody.
Huh.
It's probably why TJ could walk around with shitty drawers all the time.
I don't know.
That thing with him and Paul, where they did a fucking butt wipe check.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite moment in DP history.
Yeah, there were some people that were outraged by that shit. I've had people, like, attack me with that in the past.
Like, because your butt wasn't dirty?
No, I didn't do it that. No. They gave me shit because I, like, was a host on a show that would dare do such a disgusting thing.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. I actually got that idea from another show. Like, I came up with that idea. There was a show called Rover's Morning Glory, and there was a there was a guy on the show named Jeffrey that they all clowned on all the time. But he was the most fascinating part of the show. Like, them clowning on him was, like, the best part of the show. And they had him, like, sit down on a piece of paper and, like, roll his ass around on it. And it was, like, all poopy when he got up. And they had a pair of his underwear that they had hanging up in the studio. And it had, like, a huge, like, shit stain on it. Yeah. And then they had, like, a paper mache version of him steal his job on the show, because he used to do, like, movie reviews on the show that he'd get clowned on the whole time while he was doing them. But, like, they created a paper mache Jeffrey and gave the job to him, and he freaked the fuck out, and, like, he, like, used his, like, re-guard strength to, like, tear through everybody and destroy the paper mache Jeffrey. He, like, stomped the fuck out of it.
Like, he was really reasonable. Mad.
He would, like, they were like, they caught him eating baby food. He had, like, empty baby food. Yeah, he's such a weird character. Yeah, Jeffrey LaRouche. That's what his name is.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. They had him interview Scott Baio. He called him Scott Bio. Like, he's definitely on the spectrum, you know?
Yeah.
He had a son. He tried to name him Tomas Aaron, but spelled it wrong, so it was like Tomas Saren or something like that. And the kid had like a fascination with ceiling fans. I don't know. It was a show that I listened to a lot back in the day.
Yeah. And how many times were people complaining about literally anything? When you have that many viewers that are opinionated little shits, there are like half of the point of the show was to have somebody on the show you hated and somebody on the show you loved.
Right.
Drunken Peasants was fucking so torn all the time.
Yeah.
Viewers were fickle as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Rover was, that show was like nationally syndicated and they were the main show in Cleveland. They were based out of Cleveland, but they were like syndicated everywhere. they did a thing. They had another guy on that show that was like one of the hosts, and he was a big bodybuilder guy, and he had a boxing match with Butterbean, and they made it free, and they just did it in public, and it was it drew like, you know, like tens of thousands of people to watch this shit.
That's fun.
Yeah. And the guy didn't get knocked out by Butterbean. It was actually because the guy was like a lot younger than Butterbean. And a body bit, like a strong guy. He was about as tall as Butterbean. But yeah, Butterbean did fucking clock him a lot though.
Yeah, Butterbean, he fucking decimated Bart Gunn at WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, most of his career wins were by knockout.
Yeah, so that's a good thing the guy didn't get his fucking clock clean completely. That's a small win.
They made him wear headgear, which was definitely helpful to him.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't a pro, they wouldn't let him. It had to be an exhibition, and he had to wear headgear, but Butterbean didn't have to. So.
Yeah. Butterbean didn't give a fuck. No. He's like, you're not going to be able to wreck me.
It didn't happen. I'm trying to remember if Butterbean took some shots. He probably did, honestly. The guy he was fighting was actually kind of tough. And the match happened because that guy was told Butterbean he was just a fat guy. Like they actually argued on the radio, and that's how the match happened. So yeah.
Just a fat guy. That's fine. You can fight him. He fought him. He didn't get knocked the fuck out. That's the small victory.
Yeah, but Butterbean was a world champion in like lower level boxing leagues. He never fought like the big guys like Lennox Lewis or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know Naganu, whatever that guy's name is, he almost beat Tyson Fury. It was like a split decision and Tyson Fury won by decision, and a lot of people disagree with it. So that could have been Tyson Fury's first loss, but the judges they did a split decision in favor of Tyson Fury.
Yeah, when the baby brother Fury fought KSI, he won, and a lot of people thought that the win was off there too. So I wonder if the Fury family just owns the judges.
I don't know. Yeah. All right, we're gonna go live. Here we go. Everybody, have you heard about the Drunken Peasants Patreon? It helps support the show while getting you some cool perks. Check it out! For $1 per month, you get to use our exclusive fan chat that appears at the bottom of the screen on every episode. For $5 per month, you get 2 new private shows, including Actual Mania, as well as our back catalog of private shows, plus all lower-tier perks. For $10 per month, you get all of our monthly video content. This includes multiple post shows, our monthly reviews, our back catalog of all that content, plus all lower-tier perks. For $15 per month, your name will appear in the ending credits of each DP episode, plus all lower-tier perks. For $25 per month, you get to take part in our monthly booking committee hangout to help us book our Patreon content for that month, plus all lower-tier perks. For $33 per month, you get an exclusive piece of DP merch each month, plus all lower-tier perks. For $50 per month, you appear in the opening credits for each DP episode, plus all lower-tier perks.
For $100 per month, you get to join us as a guest on an episode of the Drunken Peasants Podcast. Plus, you guessed it, all lower tier perks. Visit patreon.com/GP now to become a patron of the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I gotta get away with this. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man.
I don't have facts to back this up.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's true. Sometimes I cry.
Lick my butthole, he laughed.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast. This is episode 1266.
Going live!
Back again on another Thursday. Doing it live once again. Welcome back, everyone. Please like the stream so that everyone knows that we're live right now. Also, all of you $10 plus patrons, get ready for another installment in our series where we're reviewing Isom number 2. We're doing a live reaction to our read through of Isom issue number 2. We're already about a third of the way through it. You should binge watch that and then watch what we watch tonight to catch up on it. But it's quite insightful. What more have we learned about Isom, Billy?
He's got PTSD.
Okay.
He quit because he let an Uber Chad take a young girl's life. Spoiler alert.
Oh, damn.
Oops. Yeah. Oops.
So, yeah, that's what we've got going on after the show. If you want to check it out, sign up, patreon.com/DP. Also, we've got stickers for the $33 patrons. If you want to sign up at any point before the end of this month, I'll be sending you one of these out of a variety of two different stickers. And all $50 patrons, you're going to get $50 plus patrons, you're going to get a shirt. I'll be reaching out to you at the beginning of next month to get your sticker preference or your shirt size, depending on what level you fall under. And
we've had a lot of people ask us about this art. They're wondering if the stickers are going to be in high definition 4K, and we're sparing no expense.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to be the super 6K, actually.
Yes. I mean, how would you view this any other way?
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Amazing. I mean,
it's MS Paint quality, ultra high definition.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's. So check.
Big money, baby.
Check it out. All right. So we're going to check out a fair amount of yesterday's GOP presidential primary debate. This is the third one that they've done. And when I was watching a little bit of it earlier, I was like, none of these people are going to be president. Like the person on their part in their party that has a chance isn't going. He's not going to these debates. So it's just like, this is a weird formality that they have to go through, I guess.
Fighting for silver.
The only way one of them could be president is if the people who don't like Trump and the Republican Party find a way to keep him out. That's the only way I see this going any other way. Otherwise, these guys are just, none of them really have a chance.
Yeah, this is a contingency plan if Trump ends up getting locked up in jail and can't physically run. This is a contingency plan if Trump, you know, somehow decides not to be president. I don't know if that's something that will happen.
Can he not run from jail? Because that's like the weird thing that I think technically he can. I don't know.
I mean, under most situations, he might be able to, but it might be a condition that they might have him. Like, sometimes people will have their internet taken away for certain things, you know. If some of his fraud was done during running for president, they might say, look, we're going to give you some leniency, but you can't run.
I can't believe, because, like, no one thought that if you were the type of person that might end up getting convicted of, like, over 100 felonies, you'd be the kind of person that enough people would be willing to vote for that could possibly be president. I don't think anyone ever envisioned that. So that's, I guess people should just have not assumed. They should have covered all the bases. There should be shit in the Constitution specifically about, like, someone who's on trial for multiple felonies if they're eligible to run. It's funny because, like, if you have a felony, you can't vote in most states. So it's funny that you could literally be locked up for a felony and still run for president. That's a very strange thing.
We can't trust felons to vote just to run the country.
That's the message I'm getting from that.
It's another thing these GOP debates could be are auditions for vice president as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's another reason to watch. We could be seeing America's next top Kamala Harris.
Well, let's see which ones, because some of them could not be. Like Christie. Christie won't be vice president. He's kind of running for the opposite.
Which sucks. He took a nice little COVID from Trump, helping Trump at the debates before the last go around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and Trump shared a kiss, shared a COVID. We got a live update right now in our chat from Sturgis friend Poop Donkey says Sturgis is very mad at him because Poop Donkey's been hanging out in our Discord. those of you that aren't part of the DP Discord, it's a party in there.
Yeah, so I guess he got in trouble because he suggested that he just come on the show and we can talk about Isom and all that fun stuff. We'll be nice.
We can talk about One Piece, whatever he likes.
Yeah.
Talk about anime girls wearing a two-piece.
Sure.
We can talk about a three-piece KFC fried chicken, whatever he likes.
We can both take our shirts off live and see who's actually fatter, me or him.
Yeah. You guys can show each other puffy nipples.
We can wrestle bare chest, maybe.
Yeah. Kissing contest, I'll judge.
I didn't.
Oh, he's mad because Poop Donkey told his age.
You didn't tell me he was exactly 30. You just said he was in his 30s and under 35. So, and I didn't press it any more than that. But yeah, if he's actually 30, I'm like 12 years older than him. So yeah, I don't know.
That's a whole Sturgis girlfriend age older. For those of you watching that are fans of Renown Zero, a.k.a. Sturgis, this includes you, Poop Donkey.
Thank you for reaching
out to him and giving him a platform and a welcome onto the Drunken Peasants. You know, we're one of the most welcoming podcasts of all time. We've had former white nationalist J.F. Gariepi, Styx Hexenhammer, Roaming Millennial, Garçon of Akkad, Tim Pool. We've had some of the most elite right-leaning grifters on this podcast.
Oh my God.
And we welcome Sturgis. We welcome Eric July.
Yeah.
We welcome future
Razor
versions
Fist
of ourself.
Razor Fist, the quartering.
Razor Fist. We've had them all. They're all our buddies. Every time
Nick,
you think we're hating
we had Nick
on
Riccata,
you, the truth is,
Doug Tanay, a lot of Sturgis heroes, honestly.
Yeah. The truth is not that we don't want to talk to you guys. It's just when we finally talk to you, we have nothing to disagree on. Ben and I are so close to being you. We're gonna switch in like a month. We're gonna be right leaning.
We've been slowly switching for like 6 years now.
Former founder of Kekistan, Jeff Holliday, has been on the show.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Let's see what
Dave
this
Rubin
debate
was on. Techno Hippie Corner asks.
Tonight, a critical test in the race for the White.
Yes, Dave Rubin was on. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And Milo Yiannopoulos, and I mean, there's a bunch of them.
White House. Five Republicans battling to become their party's 2024.
I mean, we had Ethan Ralph on, too.
Yeah.
Presidential nominee. The candidates ready to make their case on why they're prepared to be commander-in-chief.
This ain't Joe Daddy's alt-right podcast.
Two wars on the world stage, how they plan to tackle stubborn inflation, and how they can unite a deeply divided electorate. Who is best to take on President Biden?
Anybody. Like, it's not good. Like, there were a bunch of people that even, like, the people who held their nose and voted for Biden, a lot of them aren't coming around this time because a lot of his policies rubbed enough people the wrong way. So,
and can any of them first beat former President Trump?
No.
He's far ahead in the polls.
No, it's literally going to take either him being in enough trouble with the law to not be able to run effectively, which I don't even know if that's a possibility, or the party decides to, like, pull some kind of technicality where they're like, oh, well, you can't be on the our ballot. You know, they could
also a poorly chewed sandwich might take him out of the race. We don't know. People have choked on less. We saw Howard Dean get knocked out from a sound bite.
Yeah.
Trump
I love that
out from a big bite,
which is weird. I like. That shouldn't have hurt him as much as it did. He was literally just going like, yeah, like he was rallying
he was
the
targeted.
Troops, you know,
and that was a case where the media assassinated him.
Basically,
they played into that shit, lumped it down. Whoever was
like,
in charge
look
of
how
the
crazy
CIA
he
was
looks
waiting.
They were positioning him as like a crazy person. They're like, oh man, he looks so unhinged and crazy. It's like, well, he's on a stage in front of a crowd of people who are cheering for him, who thinks he should be president. It's like, what is he supposed to do? I don't know. Yeah, I never got that, but it became a meme. It was like an early day meme. Yeah, like that.
That's how they get you.
It was a sound bite, like Rush Limbaugh. It was like a drop on Rush Limbaugh that he'd play all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. While he was busy enjoying his OxyContin overdose.
Well, yeah. How can you not enjoy that?
I heard the Bia goes down really good with opiates.
Biago. Is that the parrot from Aladdin?
Biago.
Biago.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Biago.
I think that's Diago. I could be wrong.
The candidates are here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Boo! He's not going to be vice president either. He attacked. He didn't kiss the ring. So yep, he's out.
But all these governors will be fine. They'll gain favor back in their state for trying. Their state will be like, oh, good job. You tried. Pat on the back. Our revolting machine brings up some news. Homer cannot choke Bart anymore.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
That was a big thing that went around. But the cool thing is, Lisa is going to get her own choking arc.
My pal Poop Donkey and let him live his life.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Sturges?
Yeah,
Nikki Haley.
So Nikki Haley, she said a few kind of bad things about Trump. So I don't think she would get it. I don't think Trump wants a broad as his vice president either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he might need one. I think Nikki Haley versus Kamala Harris would be a nice fucking debate.
Ramaswamy, I think, would normally be a good choice for Trump's Veep because they say a lot of the same shit. But Ramaswamy, he ain't no Christian. And I honestly think that matters a lot on the Republican side.
I think you actually want the vice president and president to have more differences because they cover more voting ground.
Well,
having a diet Trump.
He is. He's a young
really
Trump.
Help.
Like yeah, personality Trump, wise.
Diet Trump doesn't help as much as somebody that legitimizes Trump to the rest of the Republican Party.
Entrepreneur.
I don't know if you can, like, to the people who aren't in lockstep with Trump on the Republican Party. I don't know if there's a way for that to happen right now. There's so much division over there that
I think that
they can't even decide who their speaker is. Like, normally that's easy.
Even with division, Republicans think differently than Democrats. Like, they're pro gun. So they're thinking if we get a good second guy in, maybe an assassination will happen. They always have that bloodthirst on their mind.
I don't agree there. I don't think that's a thing.
New Jersey governor.
Okay, yeah, he's not going to be vice president. Definitely not, because he's going the hardest on Trump.
But he might be vice president.
So I think Tim Scott said something bad about Trump too.
Maybe. Chris Christie could be vice president, though, for Joe Biden, because they both share an immense love for ice cream.
Well,
they love ice cream.
Yeah, and they share a lot of other stuff, too.
Senator Tim Scott.
Policy ideas. From They're NBC probably pretty News, similar.
The Republican presidential debate. Live from the Adrian Arsht Center in Miami, Florida.
Miami. They should have used Will Smith's Miami as the theme song for this.
Welcome to Miami. And then Will Smith gets up and slaps all of them.
Fuck, that would be so good.
For extra points in the debate, each one of them gets to make a joke at Jada Pinkett's expense. And then the person with the worst joke gets slapped by Will Smith.
Even better. Every time one of these assholes pro-life, they make a pro-life comment, he yells, "Keep my wife's womb out your mouth," and then runs up and slaps him.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the report.
So we got Lester Holt. I can't remember the woman's name. I know she's like an anchor. I don't know who the guy on the right
Republican
is.
Republican presidential debate. I'm Lester Holt, anchor of NBC.
We have another live update breaking through. Our friend, it's your boy, Big Diesel, is in the chat right now asking if he buys a skin-tight Isom costume to just go around causing havoc. Yes, Big Diesel.
Good evening. I'm talking
newsworthy havoc in the Isom suit.
Moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
Hello, I'm Hugh Hewitt, host of Salem Radio's The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Oh, he's like a NPR.
We are now just 68 days from the Iowa caucuses.
When I was like, who is that guy?
Primary voters will begin to determine their.
You know he's bad because he said, "I'm Hugh Hewitt, host of the Hugh Hewitt Show."
It's like
if anybody knew what show he was on, he could have just been like, "Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt."
Exactly.
Tonight we'll question.
Well, he hosts like a local public radio show.
Five candidates seeking that nomination.
Wherever they are, I can't remember where he said they were.
In chief. And of course, how best to
bring none of these people are going to become commander in chief anytime
Americans
soon
across the country. We have 2 hours for a serious debate on the issues that matter most to Republican voters. Candidates will have 1 minute and 30 seconds for answers and the opportunity for a closing statement. Follow ups will be at the discretion of all of us at the table, the moderators. Invoking a candidate's name or policy does not necessarily mean the mentioned candidate is entitled to a response.
Okay.
If somebody told me the girl in the middle was like the daughter of these two, I would believe them.
Like if they had, like if they reproduced or.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to work.
We want to caution.
I wouldn't question the rest of it, but I would be like, yeah, they got a good daughter.
Or speak over your fellow debaters. If you talk over each other, the voters can't hear you.
Yeah,
given the
shut
critical
the fuck
issues
up.
We're facing specifically on the world stage, we want everyone to hear every word you have to say. Continued interruptions may result in loss of additional questions.
Oh, and to our audience, they should zap them. They should zap them if they go too long.
Did they put the candidates in order from color?
No.
Was that a perfect rainbow?
What they do is they put the candidates who are polling the highest in the middle and the ones who are polling the worst are on the outside.
Please hold your applause so that the candidates can be heard. With that said, let's have a good debate. All right, our first question, the opening question, is one for all of you. Donald Trump is the first ex-president in more than 100 years to run for the White
House. Yeah, so like the next debate probably will not have Christie or Tim Scott, more than likely. I wonder if anyone will jump in late. I'm pretty sure they still can. I don't know.
House again, and he remains popular among Republican primary voters as his legal challenges mount.
I know the voting is happening. Like, I think the first vote is in like 2 months, like the primary.
Senator DeSantis, let me begin with you on this one. Speak to Republican voters who are supporting Donald Trump. Why should you and not him be the Republican nominee to face Joe Biden a year from now?
This country is in trouble, and the elites that have
DeSantis
put us here.
DeSantis just looks like the type of guy that like is going to be so ashamed when you find his porn stash.
Did you hear about this thing where he's always wearing these weird looking boots and people have come to the conclusion that he's wearing like heels?
No.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Let me see if I can find them.
Oh my God.
He never wears like, you know, he's always wearing a suit. He never wears regular dress shoes. He always wears these kind of odd looking boots.
And they're just to make him taller, or does he just like to be fierce?
That's the accusation, that he's trying to appear taller.
Holy shit, those are some lifts. Look at the fucking white lines. That's a longitude and latitude climb on them damn boots.
Here's like a news story. three expert shoemakers say Ron DeSantis is probably wearing height boosters. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
They don't care that you're having to grapple
with. That's basically a gender-affirming procedure. Men are notoriously taller than women. That's a gender difference. He is using a gender-affirming procedure. This prick.
He's been asked about it, too, and he responded kind of weird to it.
Higher grocery prices or have higher gas prices. They don't care that your family's less secure because of the open border that's allowed drugs and even terrorists to come into this country. Well, I care. I am not going to sit idly by and let this country continue its downward spiral.
I don't think the border is open. I think if I try to cross the border to either border, north or south, if someone catches me, they're going to stop me and ask me what the fuck I'm doing. I don't believe the borders. I mean, people try to cross the border in like really remote areas where there's not a lot of people around, but it's not open for them to do it. They're just like sneaking.
The border's open like an unlocked car is open. Like you're not supposed to go in to the fucking car just because it's unlocked. It doesn't give you right to go into the car.
But then like, but also the car doors are like hundreds of miles long and it's like impossible to like keep track of who's trying to open the car door.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and building a wall. I mean, there's already the wall. It's a slight deterrent, but people can get under it. People can get over it. People can go around it. It's not really that. It's kind of a waste.
We need leadership, and we need it now. I'll take the hits. I'll take the arrows. I'll take the slings, because ultimately it's not about me.
He's your martyr.
It's about you. I will fight for you. I will make
Folk
sure
DeSantis.
To lead
He's your
this
martyr.
Country's revival.
The
and
Christians
I will win
love a good martyr.
For you and your family. Actions speak louder than words. We don't have time for excuses, and it's not something that we're going to be able to have all these distractions. As a veteran, I will get the job done. Now, if you look where we are now, it's a lot different than where we were in 2016. And Donald Trump's a lot different guy than he was in 2016.
No, I don't believe he's different. I just think you used to support him and now you don't. I don't think he's that different. He seems pretty consistent to me, which is like Trump first, screw everyone else. That's him. Like
Trump's really good at telling the people he's there for him. He's like a one of those dads that makes you think he's going to change every time you see him.
I mean, every
and he just leaves at midnight with when you think he's gonna come back for breakfast and he never shows up for breakfast.
Every person who's taken the fall to protect him has in turn been stabbed in the back by him. So
which, you know, that's part of the price you pay. If you want to be friends with Trump, you got to expect to get a nice backstabbing.
He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance. He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall. He should explain.
Ooh,
because they weren't going to pay for the chat.
Accidental Oracle in the chat says, like eating a blue steak with mustard. That's like the anti-Trump. Trump likes well-done steak with ketchup.
It is, kind of. I mean, it is kind of a weird twist on that.
Our savior will be eating a fucking rare steak with mustard. That's how we will see him. Behold the blue steak. He who come forth with the mustard shall be the savior.
Remember those old TV shows from like the 60s where they'd put a wig and a suit on a chimp?
Yeah.
That's kind of what DeSantis looks like right now because of the way his mouth is.
I went to go see the Marvels today, and one of the trailers was for the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and he looks like one of the apes the other apes would bully.
Why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp. And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing. In Florida, I showed how it's done. 1 year ago here, we want a historic victory, including a massive landslide right here in Miami-Dade County. That's how we have to do it. So I promise you this, as the nominee, next November, I'll get the job done. And as president, I will deliver for you.
Shut up, Governor. Shut up.
Ambassador Haley, let me turn to Ambassador Haley. Why you and not the former president?
Well, I think you look at the fact that we're almost $34 trillion in debt. 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 50% of American families can't afford diapers. 1 in 6 American families can't pay their utility bills. You have parents who are worried about what's being said or taught to their child in the classroom. There's no transparency.
There's absolute transparency.
Like, hold up. I thought they were more worried about trans children, not trans parents.
Yes, transparency.
We have anti-Semitism all over our college campuses, and students feel unsafe. You've got an open border where terrorists can come through, and we've got wars happening all over us, and there are dangers around us. You know, everybody wants to talk about President Trump. Well, I can talk about President Trump. I can tell you that I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now. I think that he put us $8 trillion in debt, and our kids are never going to forgive us for that. I think that
there is a chance that Trump will just, like, pick a running mate that maybe we've never even heard before, or it could be someone else outside of politics. I don't know.
Does the $8 trillion of debt, does that fall on Trump? Didn't that come from all the COVID shit that they pushed? Like, we had a huge crisis where they just started throwing money at it. I don't know if you could blame that one on Trump.
Well, a lot of that happened while Trump was president.
Well, yeah, but it was like, somebody, like either president, no matter what party you were, whoever was in that position would have started throwing money at the problem because it's a huge opportunity to divvy out cash. People are scared out of their minds that it's the end of the world. Of course they're going to pay money to try and save it.
The fact that he used to be right on Ukraine and foreign issues, now he's getting weak in the knees and trying to be friendly again. I think that we've got to go back to the fact that we can't live in the past. We can't live in other headlines. We've got to start focusing on what's going to make America strong and proud. And that's what I'm focused on doing. Let's make sure we
make
pay down
America
our debt.
Strong and proud
again.
ASAP. Well, look, because again, we'd be looking to the past.
Oh, damn.
So she's saying we can't look to the past. So she's rebranding MAGA here. She's like MASAP Rocky over here.
I think we need an accountant in the White House. Let's make sure that we have transparency in the classroom. As a mom, I know what that...
Everyone who's watching who hasn't yet liked the stream, please like the stream if you haven't already. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Means. Let's make...
Also, if anyone is willing to start a tip train... we've got the link pinned at the top of the chat right now if you want to help us out. I did a stream yesterday and got us up to almost 25%. So if you guys want to help us out, we would greatly appreciate it.
The best way to keep me from stealing your jokes from the pleb chat is sending them through Streamlabs so they're read live on air before I could steal them.
Make sure we secure our borders so that our families are safe. Let's get crime down because our families want to know that they can be safe no matter where they go. And as the wife of a combat veteran, I will tell you, a military needs to know we have their back, and we need to make sure that America is...
Ambassador,
strong.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me just caution the audience. Let's not go down this road. We've asked you to please, you know, keep restraining yourselves. It would be helpful so we can hear the candidates because these are important issues.
They're like the lunch lady, you know, like telling everyone to shut up. It's basically, okay, everyone, quiet down because they just cheered. He's like, no, shut up.
Does it get better when there's only like head-to-head candidates? Like,
Yeah.
I can't. It gets a little better then.
Yeah.
Voters want and need to hear them. Mr. Ramaswamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
He'd be the youngest president ever by a lot. Like, there's never really? Been a president. There's never been a president in their 30s before.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here. And I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker.
Youngest president ever was Theodore Roosevelt, who became president at 42 because he was the vice president of William McKinley, who was assassinated. And then JFK was elected at 43. He's the youngest president ever, like, actually to win an election.
Teddy Roosevelt was a Rough Rider.
Yep.
Rogan and Elon Musk, we'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Christian Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Christian, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media.
Greg Gutfeld isn't funny, though. Why would you want him to host a debate? It'd be so weird.
I think he just wants to get on Greg Gutfeld's show. He's name dropping him so he can get invited on.
And the corrupt media establishment ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Robert.
Ooh.
This is how
we have the country back. Oh.
Because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020
election.
Did you
see the look on baby Hewitt Holt's face? She was she was like, ooh, this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, and he's like,
got me.
He's like, you guys rig every election. He's like, you guys rig every election.
Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why you...
He's a crazy dude. He knows who his base is. You know, he's from Ohio too. I saw that he voted in the election that they had in Ohio 2 days ago.
Huh.
And there was only two big ballot issues there. It was abortion in the abortion rights solidified in the Ohio Constitution, which passed, and then a statute legalizing weed in a recreational weed in Ohio, and that passed too.
Do you think he went no on abortion, on weed, or
he went no on abortion for sure? I don't know what he did for the weed. I saw a statement because he got interviewed. I didn't watch the whole video, so he might have touched on that, but he was against the abortion thing for sure.
Let's not do this. Let's not do this. Let's let the candidate speak. Governor Christie, why you?
Let's not show approval, audience.
Yeah. So I said the lunch lady because we at my elementary school, we had a lunch lady that was always yelling at us to shut the fuck up all the time. So that's where I go where when he's like, calm down, audience. But except for he would be shut the fuck up.
The best thing you can do is convince one of your horny friends to bang the lunch lady. Because then she won't be that lady. You just got to get one of your horny friends that's like into some shit.
But this was in elementary school.
Yeah. It's a tall order. It gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
Not former President Trump.
Well, Lester, look, you said it at the beginning of the debate. We are dealing with extraordinarily important issues facing this country right now. We have our greatest ally in the Middle East under fire from a terrorist group that has committed to wiping them and every Jewish person in this world off the map. We have Ukraine with Vladimir Putin, a communist KGB dictator who wants to put the old band back together. He's starting in Ukraine and he's going to move to the Baltics and Poland after that. We have inflation in this country that...
It's like everything he's saying, it doesn't completely matter because he's not winning here. He's just not winning. Like, even if he's right on things, it doesn't matter because, like,
he is painting a pretty clear picture of the maps if there is going to be a World War III.
He's
picking sides right here.
I hope there's not. I'm just hoping things calm down soon.
Is choking every American family that wants to try to rise up and give their children a better life. And tonight, we need to decide which president is going to be the one to tackle the big issues, who's going to make this country look once again, not just inward, but look outward at the world and say, America is the country, the indispensable nation that makes this a safer world. And in a safer world, American innovation, American hard work has always been the thing that has driven our country to greater things. I'm going to be the president.
No, you're not.
Those big things. We're not going to be small. And I'll say this about Donald Trump. Anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country. Right, and Governor, it needs to be said plainly.
Governor, thank you. Let me turn to Senator Scott. Senator Scott, you've said former president.
That is a point.
if Chris Christie could get the nomination, I think he's in the lower part of it, although, right? I think he's probably above Tim Scott, but he's at the lower end of this. If he could get the nomination, I think he could swing a lot of independent voters away from Biden.
He probably could. I don't think he'll make it, though. But, yeah, I don't know who could win between him and Biden if they ran against each other for president. I really don't know. I mean, the Trumpers wouldn't want to vote for Christie, though, because he's shit all over Trump. There's a lot.
But they also wouldn't want to vote for Biden.
They probably just wouldn't vote then.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are ride or die for Trump. They love him. They would have him be president for the rest of their lives if they could, if that were possible. So
Trump was the Bernie Sanders that made it.
I mean, they do have similarities, because they were like populist candidates, but yeah, so he's already committed the cardinal sin against Trump, so Trump supporters will never vote for him. So he wouldn't be able to win because he wouldn't get the Trump part of the Republican voting base. And that's the case with anyone who's not Trump, honestly, but him especially, because he's actively shitting on Trump, and the rest of them are like kind of careful about how they talk about him.
But
so.
what if he used all the old footage of him when he was helping Trump and spun it as I was one of you. I loved that man until he went off the deep end and baby, I'll be that guy for you. I'll be there for you like I was there for him before he went crazy and got that sicko before he got that COVID vaccine and went crazy.
Oh my God. Nah, because he's already said he's already like blamed Trump for not taking that whole thing seriously enough. I'm pretty sure when he got really sick. So
there is maybe a spin he could spin because he did actually work closest with Trump out of anybody here.
I don't see it happening. Well, yeah, and that's why he's like, I know him better than anyone here. So
can't win. Make your case to Republican voters.
Well, certainly. What I would say without any
If he could convince the Trumpers that Trump fell off at some point and that he was right there with him until that point, that's one of the things that studies have been showing. One of the things that studies have been showing with Trump voters is they'll listen more to somebody who supported Trump and then changed than they will to somebody who was always anti-Trump. They've found this in the studies of Trump voters and what it takes for them to vote outside of Trump. It's very interesting, actually.
Truth of my life destroys the lies of the radical left. We need a president and a candidate who will actually help our base solidify and attract independent voters into our party. The Great Opportunity Party is now winning back African-American voters and Hispanic voters because we are working on a foundation based on faith. Our nation is facing some challenges.
You're kind of winning them back because the party that was catering to them last election dumped them the second they won and started supporting Ukraine instead of all the things they promised. Like, a lot of people are disenfranchised from that. They're like, wait a second. You said you were going to do shit for us. And the second you got in, things changed within like a month.
Yeah, I was just looking at the polling averages, the national polling averages as of today. And they have Trump at 56% overall. Then DeSantis at 14%, Haley at 8%, Ramaswamy at 5%, Christie at 3%, Scott at 2%, and then everyone beneath that is below 1%. So
Christie and Ramaswamy don't even add up to Haley.
Right.
And Haley and Ramaswamy don't add up to DeSantis, and all of them don't add up to Trump.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. None of these people are going to be president. This time around, at least.
The two below the one above them don't add up to the one above them.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is the loss of faith in this nation that is a part of the erosion that we're seeing every single day. It's restoring faith, restoring our Christian values that will help this nation.
And then him getting in trouble. I've looked at the trends for a while. I've been following those polling trends for a while. And the legal trouble Trump got into only helped him. He kept going up in the polls.
Yeah.
And then DeSantis was polling better before he officially announced he was running for president. Usually you get a boost when you confirm it, but he went down. But during the same time, Trump was getting, you know, what they consider politically persecuted. That's why.
Yeah. We have a year. A lot can happen within a year.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen before. A year into the Biden win, Biden was not the forefront runner that people were focusing on. He was always steady, but he wasn't that guy. And then finally in the last run, before he was made the guy, it was pretty obvious that he was getting it. But it took a long time of people going in and out of that top spot. That the difference here is that it's just been solid Trump the entire time.
Yep.
Once again, become the city on the hill. When Ronald Reagan talked about the city,
they talk about Ronald Reagan like he's Jesus.
He was coming from Matthew 5. When President
when Ronald Reagan said this, it was coming from Matthew 5. President Jesus, you know.
Lincoln talked about
what is Matthew 5?
I don't know.
House divided. That was Mark.
I think it was something from the Gospels, the Gospel of Mark or Matthew rather.
And okay, makes sense. I thought it was a Star Trek reference. The way you laughed,
no.
Like, is Matthew 5 from Star Trek?
No, I laughed because I had just said something about how they talk about Ronald Reagan like he's Jesus, and then after mentioning Ronald Reagan, he's like talking about Bible verses.
Founding documents speak to the importance of. The
I just know
foundation.
About as you- much about Star Trek as I know about the Bible, and you're the Star Trek
I
and
have
Bible
a feeling
aficionado.
Trump might pick Nikki Haley for Veep. From his POV, Pence betrayed him, and having a woman as a running mate could have appeal.
Yeah, that's a good point. It definitely stretches out.
Trump's appeal is being unappealing. They love it. The more unappealing he is, the better for them. Like all of the shit that's come out about him since his first run, everyone was like, "Oh, this is gonna ruin him," and he just got bigger from it. He got a boost from it, and now he's like about to be faced with federal charges and everything, and it just helped him. So like what we think through our own intuition is appealing, it's the opposite with him. He picked Mike Pence, who's even more unappealing.
He's very much reaches a base further than Trump. A different faction of the Republican Party. And Haley kind of has that reach as well. Being a woman, you know, a lot of women are questionable on Trump, and that might soothe the
woman.
He actually got
a higher, I believe a higher percentage of the women vote than Hillary. Isn't that true? Or like Republican women or something like that. It was
maybe
some
Republican women.
Yeah, it was some like weird. I mean, Republican women are still like half of the Republican voting base. White women. That's what it is. White women, which is the majority of the women voting base.
know what to say about why women.
It's the majority of the women voting base. So, like, he did better than Hillary with white women. That can't be denied, you know? So, like, Trump had more appeal with women than a woman did. It's, I don't know. It's just insane. I remember hearing that being like,
I know white women, when they hear grab them by the pussy,
yes. Yeah. That's what happened.
You don't have to be a Christian for
women
America
are very cool on the Republicans right now over the abortion thing, says Seth Lux.
I guess we'll
They're
see.
So cool on that.
I guess we'll see.
For you. But America does not work without a faith-filled Judeo-Christian foundation. I would be the president that helps us restore faith in God, faith in each other, and faith in our future.
America doesn't work. America doesn't work without faith in God.
He's I'm playing this card. Andy.
So then we can have Melania and Haley scissoring action.
Chicka chicka bow bow. As a misogynist, I agree.
Without that focus, none of the issues, the policies issues matter. We have to get back to being a nation that is, in fact, the city on the hill that believes in each other enough for us to fight
Scott,
for that future.
You. Senator Scott, thank you. We're going to turn now to the challenges facing the next commander-in-chief. You'll all be fielding questions first from me and the Republican Jewish Coalition, and then from Kristen and Hugh. So as we continue forward, the Israel-Hamas war is barely a month old. Tonight, Israeli troops are fighting inside Gaza.
I'm pretty sure they're all going to be pretty much in lockstep here. Or is Ramaswamy the one that's going to disagree?
With over 200 hostages who remain captive there, and civilian casualties mount inside Gaza.
God bless you, America.
God bless America's situation and all these individuals.
President of the United
and
States.
And America bless Gord.
You be urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do at this moment, Governor DeSantis.
I would be telling Bibi, finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas, terrorists.
What does that mean? Does he like drop the bomb on them? Well, I guess they can't drop the bomb on them anyway because it's like so close to where they live. But it's like, yeah, I mean, he's like go in and like. Oh, that's something. That's this guy. I hope this guy never becomes president.
Once and for all, it says
yes.
Something.
Yeah. It's starts with G and ends with side, I believe. I mean, that's what it sounded like he just called for. Seems like it, maybe a little bit.
They're massacring innocent people. They would wipe every Jew off the globe.
There's good genociders on both sides.
If they could. He cannot live with that threat right by his country. That Hamas should release every hostage and they should unconditionally surrender. I'm sick of hearing.
Did he call them the Hamas?
Doesn't Trump refer to them as hummus?
I love hummus with red bell pepper.
Some of the best hummus in Trump Tower. Some of the best hummus you can get in Trump Tower.
Media, I'm sick of hearing other people blame
But I
Israel.
Gotta say, when they did that to Israel, I took hummus off the menu. I said no more hummus in Trump Tower.
Just for defending itself. We will stand with Israel in word and in deed, in public and in private. And I can tell you, as governor, I actually did something about it. Biden's neglect has been atrocious. We had Floridians that were over there after the attack. He left them stranded. They couldn't get flights out. So I scrambled resources in Florida. I sent planes over to Israel, and I brought back over 700 people
sure,
to safety.
It was Spirit Airlines, but I got them all. I got them all snacks. They had their pretzels. Okay.
All of those snacks had an upcharge on Spirit Airlines.
He got them free pretzels. Okay. He did his due diligence.
It's like, you want a pillow? Sorry, that's going to be $25.
Yeah, no, he couldn't get them pillows. He got them pretzels, though.
No.
He's not a fucking miracle worker. He's just a man.
There could have been more hostages had we not acted. And I'll tell you this. I met the first plane load when they came to Florida, and one of the mothers pointed to a six-year-old daughter, and she said, my daughter had been saying the last two nights, Mommy, I don't want to hear any more bombs, no more rockets. I just want to get back to Florida. So there's a difference between words and deeds. We acted and we saved lives.
Thank you. Ambassador Haley, what would you do? What would you be urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do? Would you consider a humanitarian pause, for example?
The first thing I said to him when it happened was I said, finish them. Finish.
It's like the end of a game of Mortal Kombat. Finish them.
I mean, it's it's pretty fucking direct here.
Yeah.
Hamas should not be doing what they're doing. And I think in return, we have to make sure we don't kill innocent fucking people as well.
Yes.
What the fuck?
And the reason is I worked on this every day when I was at the United Nations. And we have to remember that they have to, one, eliminate Hamas, two, support Israel with whatever they need, whenever they need it, and three, make sure we bring our hostages home. We need to be very clear-eyed to know there would be no Hamas without Iran. There would be no Hezbollah without Iran. There would not be the Houthis without Iran. And there wouldn't be...
Would there be a little Hezbollah without Iran, though? A little Hezbollah is so fucking cute. And that little guy is so cute.
Iranian militias in Syria and Iraq that are trying to hit our military men and women if it hadn't been for Iran. And who is funding Iran right now? China is buying oil from Iran. Russia is getting
drugs. I'm against getting into any of these wars. The whole Iran thing, I just don't like, fuck it. Like, stay away from Iran. I'm just tired of all this bullshit. No,
and
thank
missiles
you.
From Iran, and there is an unholy alliance. We need to be clear-eyed. The last thing we need to do is to tell Israel what to do. The only thing we should be doing is supporting them and eliminating Hamas. It is not that Israel needs America. America needs Israel. They are the tip of the spear when it comes to this Islamic terrorism, and we need to make sure that we have their backs in that process.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Ramaswamy.
I mean, she's basically saying that they're kind of our proxy military in the Middle East. It's basically what she's saying. I don't know if that should be a thing.
Friends.
I don't like it how they're like, oh yeah, you know, that other country, the country that's like based on religion, that like makes it mandatory to join the military. Yeah, they're basically our like proxy military in the Middle East. And
but even their
to,
mandatory
like,
military
Iran.
Is it's kind of like a summer camp. Their military is pretty chill on most levels. You see like all the pictures that like people post pictures
they
of
live
the
in
IDF
like a they live in like a war zone. What are you talking about? They have to join the military in a place where they're like in like a strange war with their neighbors, you know? It's not a good they're surrounded by countries that don't like them, and then they have the whole thing going on with the Palestinians.
Would be my first three priorities.
I see the TikToks of the fat IDF.
That doesn't mean anything.
$20 for every American, and enforce every single congressional member of Congress to be in an episode of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Okay, that would be funny.
Conspiracy theory, but what if the reason they created Israel was to geographically divide the Middle East and prevent a new Ottoman Empire from rising?
What? Why would they do that?
I mean, the Ottoman Empire was involved in... I know they're... Yeah, maybe... were they involved in World War II? I know they're involved in World War I, but yeah, maybe they were afraid of, like, the next big Islamic empire. I don't know.
Mr. Ramaswamy, any daylight between you and the candidates we just heard on this issue on what you would tell the Prime Minister?
Not in terms of what I would tell the Prime Minister, no. In fact, I would go one step further. The founding vision of Israel was based on the idea that they don't want to depend on anybody else's sympathy or direction in defending themselves. So what I would tell Bibi is that Israel has the right and the responsibility to defend itself. I would tell him to smoke those terrorists on his southern border, and then I'll tell him as President of the United States,
What does smoking them mean? Does he mean like smoking them out so they can be thrown in prison, or does he mean like smoke them, like shoot rockets at them? Like what does he mean?
He may have just voted to legalize weed in Ohio. He could be trying to take it to legalize in Israel.
He's
like, look, the problem with Hamas is they don't have doobies.
on our southern border. That's his responsibility. This is our responsibility. That's how we move forward. But I want to be careful to avoid making the mistakes from the neocon establishment of the past. Corrupt politicians in both parties spent trillions, killed millions, made billions for themselves in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, fighting wars that sent thousands of our sons and daughters, people my age, to die in wars that did not advance anyone's interests, adding $7 trillion to our national debt. And Joe Biden sold off our foreign policy. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, got a $5 million bribe from Ukraine. That's why we're sending $200 billion back to that same country. The fact of the matter is the Republican Party is not that much better. You have the likes of Nikki Haley, who stepped down from her time at the UN. Bankrupt or in debt was her family. Then she becomes a military contractor. She joins the board of Boeing and otherwise, and is now a multimillionaire. So I think that that's wrong when Republicans do it or Democrats do it. That's the choice we face. Do you want a leader from a...
He's getting a little character assassination in.
Put this country first.
Or do you want... Billy's idea of having a big international smoke out. Get everyone baked as hell, and then we'll have peace throughout the world.
One thing beyond that, not just a smoke out, also an orgy.
People
if
will
these
fight.
People started fucking.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say people will still end up getting into fights in line at the fast food restaurants.
Not if they were fucking. If there was not just weed, but also carnal ecstasy, we'd have a lot more peace. Most all conflicts are because people are repressing their urges,
Dick
their
Cheney
natural urges.
In 3-inch heels.
All right, Mr.
In which
Ramaswamy.
Case we've got two of them on stage.
Mr. Ramaswamy, thank you. Senator Scott,
yes.
Senator, same question to you about you're the president, you're on the phone in the Oval Office with the prime minister, you tell him what?
Well, number one, I would tell Prime Minister Netanyahu, not only do you have the responsibility and the right to wipe Hamas off of the map, we will support you. We will be there with you. We'll stand shoulder to shoulder. There will be no daylight.
But how do they do it? What's the best way to do it? All of them are like, oh, yeah, get rid of Hamas. But what? The problem is how one goes about it. That's the question.
But I would
change the question. You have to question. You have to question where the resources are going, and if they could be directed in a way that actually solves the problem and doesn't allow it to fester.
The station a little bit though, and head back home to America. I would say to President Biden, diplomacy only is a weak strategy. Appeasement leads to war. From President Obama to President Biden, Obama sent millions to Iran. Frankly, President Biden has sent billions to Iran. That is why I've said that there's blood dripping from the hands of President Obama and President Biden. I would tell President Biden with great clarity, if you want to stop the 40-plus attacks on military personnel in the Middle East, you have to strike in Iran. If you want to make a difference, you cannot just continue.
That's really something we don't need right now. Like, we don't need that. We're already, like, we're kind of in this weird silent depression right now. Like, economically, where they're not really talking about it, but a lot of people are having trouble paying bills and shit.
I have an unfortunate reminder that the thing that brought us out of the last Great Depression was a world war.
Yeah, but I mean during the war they had to like ration everything.
The pandemic hit when Trump and the Republicans were drumming up talk about a war with Iran. Maybe now that things have stabilized, they're trying to drudge those tensions up again.
Now, but seriously though, like the way we paid for war back then was very different. And, like, the public had to ration, and people were, like, investing in war bonds and shit like that to pay for the war effort. It wasn't, like, no-bid contracts to private companies to, like, pay for all this shit. You know what I mean? So now it's not good for the economy to be at war. I mean, it's good for certain people, but a very small amount of people.
Well, when they start to rebuild and those contracts bring jobs, people get those jobs, we're allowed a middle class again when there's jobs rebuilding post-war efforts.
It's good for some people.
Have strikes in Syria on warehouses. You actually have to cut off the head of the snake, and the head of the snake is Iran and not simply their proxies. In order for us to have a powerful response from America, we have to be in a position of strength. As President of the United States, my foreign policy is simple. You cannot negotiate with evil. You have to destroy it.
All right, Senator Scott, thank you. Governor Christie, I want to get you to weigh in here.
Look, Lester, these problems are so big and serious that the first thing I would say to Prime Minister Netanyahu is pretty simple. America is here, no matter what it is you need at any time, to preserve the state of Israel. Remember that Hamas's main goal is to get rid of Israel, is to get Israel absolutely off the map. Now, there are three things I think I would say to him when he asked for advice. The first I would say is that it is absolutely your obligation to protect the territorial integrity of Israel. Secondly, to make sure you protect the security and the safety of your people. Every time something happens to compromise either one of those things, it creates greater unrest in the entire region. Second, you must go in and make sure that Hamas can never do this again.
There was more than just a war that drug us out of the Great Depression. The most important thing was the New Deal.
The New Deal, yeah.
One thing going for us right now is the Union victories.
Hurrah!
Union victory, yeah, yeah. With the most public one was the whole Screenwriters Guild one, which I think is getting settled. I was like, man, there might end up being like a content drought eventually if this goes on too long. Like, if it goes on for like over a year, I feel like we would eventually see a content drought.
They settled it today. The actors are out of it today.
I thought the actors were already out in the. I got it reversed, right?
The writers were out. Writers were out. The actors are out today. The actors' strike is over too.
Okay, so now they can get back to making shit. Good for them.
Yeah.
Is that Israel and their intelligence community failed. They failed here, and they failed the people of the state of Israel. And so we need to work closely and better together to make sure, one, that they're degraded, and two, that we know everything that's going on inside Gaza Strip, when it's going on, so that something like this can't happen to kill 1,400 individuals again. And the third thing is to keep your eye on the ball. Make sure that we continue to isolate Iran. Work with the reasonable nations in the Middle East, the other Arab nations who want to partner with you, and make sure that we continue to isolate Iran so that their only friends in the world are the part of the evil foursome, China, Russia, Iran, and North
Korea. Governor Christie, thank you very much. And we're going to continue in this vein right now with a question from Matthew Brooks, the CEO of the Republican Jewish Coalition, a partner of the Republican National Committee in this debate. Here it is.
Given attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups on U.S. military bases in Syria and Iraq, attacks that have wounded approximately 24 of our U.S. servicemen, do you support the use of military force by the United States against Iran?
All right, here's the big question.
Governor Haley, would you please answer that?
Yes, I'd first like to say they're 5-inch heels, and I don't wear them unless you can run in them.
Whoa. DeSantis with the heel line. He was like, we got two of you on stage. That's what you talked about, our heels. Holy shit.
For a fashion statement, they're for ammunition. What we need to be doing for Iraq and Syria is, first of all, the idea that our men and women could be targeted and that we've allowed almost 100 hits to happen under Biden's watch is unthinkable. We need to understand this is Iran giving the green light, telling them what to do, and we shouldn't be doing the tit for tat like what Joe Biden has done.
We need to go
and take out their infrastructure that they are using to make those strikes with so they can never do it again. Iran responds to strength. You punch them one and you punch them hard and they will back off. But what we don't need is Biden falling all over himself to get back in the Iran deal. Him giving $6 billion to get 5 hostages home. Him telling Netanyahu now that he needs a pause or a ceasefire. We don't need him going and...
Net and you
sitting there tiptoeing around Iran because he thinks they're going to do something. You don't respond to an enemy and a terrorist with fear. You respond with strength. When you do that, that's when the world pays attention.
She's talking nonsense. I don't even know what her point is.
And that's when Iran stops.
Thank you, Governor DeSantis.
She's saying that we have to respond with strength against Iran so the world sees what we're willing to do to Iran.
In what way, though?
And then they back... And then, with the same way she was saying stomp them out with Israel. She's like, we have to respond to Iran. They're all war hungry.
So I want to hear like, what we do first. I mean, we already, like, they're not allowed to use an actual bank there. Like, they're completely removed. Yes, in Iran, we have them under economic sanctions. You can't get a debit card. Like, I can take my debit card pretty much anywhere in the world and it'll work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they don't have that. They're, like, completely separated from the international banking system.
Can they still use a Diners Club card?
I don't know what that is.
It's a card that nobody here uses because we're so reliant on the World Bank.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know. Where do they get their fucking airport miles at?
There's a lot of cash that they use. Like, most things are bought in cash there. Yeah.
Continue with you. Just today, the U.S. launched another one of its limited airstrikes against targets in Syria, this time Iranian-linked facility. How far would you go militarily to hold Iran accountable?
Well, first, Matt, thanks for your question, and I appreciate what you've done over the last month. I know it's been very difficult for the community and appreciate you guys rallying together in difficult times. I actually served in Iraq back in the day, and we had Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
During my first tour of duty.
You had Shia militias that were funded by Iran that were killing hundreds and hundreds of U.S. troops. And as commander-in-chief, I am not going to put our troops in harm's way unless you're willing to defend them with everything you have. Biden has them out there. They're sitting ducks. He's doing glancing blows. That's just inviting more attacks from the Iranians. I would say you harm a hair on the head of an American service member, and you are going to have hell to pay. We are not just going to sit there and let our service members be sitting ducks. And
so we're just going to war no matter what. Like, eventually. Like, if any of these people get elected, we're going to war with Iran.
It's true, whether it's Iran,
going to war
whether
either
it's
way.
Any country on the world. We have to be strong, and we have to defend the people who defend us.
All right, thank you, Governor. Now our second and final question from Matthew Brooks of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Please watch.
Jewish students across the country are threatened and under attack. What do you say to Jewish students on college campuses who feel unsafe given the dramatic rise in anti-Semitism? And what do you say to university presidents and college presidents who have not met the moral clarity moment to forcefully condemn Hamas terrorism?
Do you know of a good deli around here?
Mr. Ramaswamy, would you like to take that one?
Absolutely. I think the scourge of anti-Semitism across this country, including at places like my alma maters and places like Brooklyn Bridge in New York, it's sad to see. But here's what history teaches us. Anti-Semitism is a symptom of a deeper cancer in a country, in a society that is lost. And we are lost. Several years ago, when I wrote my first book, Woke In.
Is there like... have you seen people being attacked on campus? Like, I haven't, this is news to me, but I haven't really been following it laser.
Whenever I go to the campuses, I go for the co-eds and not the fights.
Okay.
I never notice the fights. No, I think it's been happening.
I think there's demonstrations, but are people being actually attacked?
Probably. We saw that one old man get attacked at a demonstration recently. He got murdered, right? They hit him over the head with, I think,
I'm not
a
sure.
Megaphone?
I didn't see that.
I was talking about, yeah, so they were chanting attacks. Death to America, death to white people, death to Christians. Nobody was waking up back then. Now it's even bad. Now they're saying death to Israel and worse. So it is wrong, but we have to get to the root cause here. Now, I think it's really important that we do this through leadership, not censorship. Leadership means fill that void with purpose and meaning. Dilute this wokeism and anti-Semitism to irrelevance. These kids, they have no idea what the heck they're even talking about when they're siding with Hamas over Israel. They are fools. But I also want to caution here, if we go the direction of Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley, with whom I respectfully disagree on this issue, pro-censorship, telling student groups to disband, mark my words, soon they will say if you question a vaccine and its side effects, you're a bioterrorist. Soon they will say that if you show up at a school board meeting, you're a domestic terrorist. Soon if they say that J6 prisoners should be released, you're an insurrectionist terrorist. So that's where this road ends.
I feel like he rehearsed all of this in the mirror for a few days before this.
Of course.
And we don't quash this with censorship because that creates a worse underbelly. We quell it through leadership by calling it out. These university administrators have lost their way, and we need leadership at the top in the United States of America that restores our founding values and that has no place for this kind of anti-Semitic hate. That's where I stand.
Ramaswamy's entire stance is go woke, system go broke.
Yeah.
Constitution.
Your time is out. Senator Scott, let me get you to weigh in on what you just heard.
Well, let me just say to every single university president in America, federal funding is a privilege, not a right. Number one. Number two.
He's going to defund all the universities. Yay!
To every student.
He's like, we got your condoms. We got your Planned Parenthood, bitch. We're going to get your schools next. You blue hairs aren't going to have nowhere to stop your rhetoric.
Who've come to our country on a visa to a college campus. Your visa is a privilege, not a right.
Oh, so all the foreign students, go home.
Number three, any campus that allows for anti-Semitism and hate, to allow students to encourage terrorism, mass murder, and genocide, you should lose your federal funding today, period. To all the students on visas who are encouraging Jewish genocide, I would deport you from those campuses. We have to stand strong with our Jewish Americans. At the end of the day, we should not have our Jewish students in a library being told to hide on our streets in New York, a Jewish citizen.
Is there someone in the crowd yelling right now?
I couldn't hear.
Right to walk on the streets of America with no fear. They have the right to go to college campuses.
I thought I heard something, but it might just be his voice echoing.
Go to class and not fear.
Could be that.
We will restore that. I started working on anti-Semitism on college campuses in 2017 because even then there was a rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses. We must force the people off those campuses and
Senator
frankly...
Scott. Thank you. Let me turn to the Governor DeSantis here. What do you think about what he
like,
just said?
Tim Scott, we're done.
We're done. Get the fuck out of here.
I was the first presidential candidate to say, if you are here on a student visa as a foreign national, you're making common cause with Hamas, I'm canceling your visa and I'm sending you home. No questions asked. Second, I have friends here in Florida who... their kids do not.
It is his home court, basically, here.
Not feel safe even going to university campus at all outside of the state of Florida. You have Jewish students fleeing for their
lives. But I wonder if Miami voted for him because they're probably a blue city, right?
Probably. Yeah, most cities are.
Cooper Union. Joe Biden should have the Department of Justice on these college campuses and holding the universities accountable for civil rights violations. When you have, you should not have money going to these places. I already acted in Florida. We had a group, Students for Justice of Palestine. They said they are common.
He looks like a weird puppet to me.
Yeah, people call him Shaved Muppet tonight.
Just in solidarity, this is what we are. We deactivated them. We're not going to use
with his platform shoes.
Take tax dollars to fund jihad. No way. And what is Biden doing? Not only is he not helping the Jewish students who are being persecuted, he is launching an initiative to combat so-called Islamophobia. No, it's the anti-Semitism that's spiraling out of control.
Right. I think both probably are kind of having issues right now. I think that's kind of pretty complicated issue.
That is what we have to confront. And as president, I can tell you this. We are not going to stand for this on college campuses any longer.
All right, Governor, thank you. Let me turn to Governor Christie. And considering what he just said, you led a state with a sizable Muslim population. Last month, as you know, a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy was killed in Illinois by his landlord. His mother was also stabbed more than a dozen times in what has been charged as a hate crime. What do you
Sounds
say
like
to
one.
Muslim Americans who are also feeling afraid for their safety right now?
Lester, I'm the only one on the stage who's actually had experience in dealing with this. I was appointed by President Bush to be the U.S. Attorney in New Jersey on September 10th, 2001. And when I took over that job after the September 11th attacks, I had to deal with a situation in our state that was explosive. We're the most ethnically diverse state in this country. And so first, we heard credible reports about Jewish students and synagogues being threatened in our state in the aftermath of 9/11. We made sure that we sent federal agents to those synagogues and we protected them, and the same thing should be being done now. At the very same time, I personally went from mosque to mosque in New Jersey and met with the leaders of those mosques and with the members of the mosques. And I said to the law enforcement,
we have this huge mosque just outside of Toledo, and some crazy trucker guy like 8 years ago or so went inside and tried to light it on fire. He was just like,
there's a mosque.
Yeah.
There's a mosque up the road from my house, and it's like on this kind of busy street, and there's only one entryway, and they always stop over the double yellow line and hold up traffic. And I'm like, just peeved. I'm not mad they're going to their mosque, but I'm mad they're always holding up traffic because the way this mosque is built, it's not easier to get into than them having to hold up this double lane busy road to turn in.
Yeah, that happens near me with a church. there's a church, and on Sundays, yeah. The traffic, like in my neighborhood, is ridiculously busy because of them.
Is on your side, yeah,
man.
To protect you.
Religious traffic needs to chill.
Yeah, stop it.
If your religion, if you are going to comply with the law. And we developed fabulous relationships with Muslim Americans all across the state of New Jersey, and we stopped any hate crimes that were going on.
You stopped all hate crimes. See? Elect Chris Christie president of the United States, and he will stop all hate crimes. He will just stop them all.
The only hate crime he didn't stop was fat hate, and he took it all on himself.
He's the Jesus of the fats. Yeah.
He's the chunky martyr.
It's Jewish American.
Did you see him in that baseball uniform?
Yeah.
A baseball uniform is not a business suit. It's like way less flattering to the figure than a. Yeah. So.
He looked like an actual baseball.
Or Muslim Americans in New Jersey. It takes leadership, Lester, to know how to do this. You must work with both sides. Both sides need to know it, but let us never have a false moral equivalence between Hamas and Hezbollah and the Jewish people. The Jewish people stand for right and justice, and Hamas and Hezbollah stand for death.
Governor Christie, thank you. Ambassador Haley, what do you say to Americans who are simply afraid right now in this current environment that we're talking about?
I think you look at the country, and the country is all out of sorts. I think, look at what these kids are dealing with on college campuses. What makes me so angry is, not only do you have the kids barricaded in the library, they've said they were going to shoot up the kosher dining hall. You've got kids' dorm rooms who are being set on fire because they have some.
All right. I think I.
Is she talking about Nick Fuentes' fan base?
I have no idea what she's even talking about. I'm done with it. It seems like they just keep talking about the same shit over and over and over again. None of these people are going to be president. This is just a formality. I'm just tired of it. I'm just like, cool. Good job, guys.
It's a problem when you're missing Donald Trump on stage.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like him, but at least it would be more of a spectacle, and I could watch and laugh at his ridiculousness.
As a fellow fat, I'm disappointed in Christie not addressing the policy of unlimited burgers for all. Go back sucking on a skinless chicken breast, you traitor.
Traitor!
Hold up. I, I would vote for unlimited burgers.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll take it. What is this? Oh, yeah, Jill Stein is running for president. Oh, shit, it didn't, hold on. It didn't download.
People are tired of being thrown under the bus.
Yeah, Jill Stein announced she's running for president again.
If there's no audio, I could just read the subtitles as Jill Stein.
Okay, go ahead.
People are tired of being thrown under the bus.
Dude, the video just fucking died. I don't know why, like, a lot of times with Twitter videos, the website I use doesn't download correctly.
Now, you voted for Jill Stein before.
I did. Yeah, the year Trump won. Yeah. Yeah, because I was just like, fuck Hillary. And now we have Biden, and look what we have with Biden. I don't know. Should I be satisfied with, because I did vote for Biden the time that he won. Like, should
I did not vote. I told myself this year, I'm going to leave it to the wolves.
Yeah.
Voted for Hillary because my grandmama passed away before she could vote. She wanted to vote Hillary, so I gave her my vote from the grave.
Yeah. Yeah, Hillary did not do well. Wow, damn it, dude. I'm just going to play it. Sorry. I don't know.
People are tired of being thrown under buses, even though there is a sequel to Mean Girls coming out where the mean girl got thrown under a bus.
Those mean girls.
By Katie Heron.
All right. I almost got it.
Tired of being thrown.
All right. Okay. Now we've got it.
GOP debate in a nutshell. Be scared. Be ennui. Hummus bad. Haspoella is boxing in the streets. Jew good.
Jew good.
People are tired of being thrown under the bus by wealthy elites and their bought politicians. Tired of living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to pay the rent, locked in student debt and medical debt, child poverty doubling, rising diseases of despair, growing hopelessness. The political system is broken. The two Wall Street parties are bought and paid for. Over 60% of us now say the bipartisan establishments failed us.
People, Egghead was really mad in the server that people were saying that they might vote for Jill Stein. He was like really mad about it. He was like, you saw what happened with Trump.
Need a party that serves the people. I'm Jill Stein, and I'm running for president to offer that choice for the people outside of the failed two-party system. We'll put solutions to the crises we face, crushing inequality, endless
war. The two-party system only fails the people, not the people that it was built for.
Sure.
And climate collapse. And we'll put these front and center in this election and on the ballot across the country. The ruling parties that got us into this mess aren't getting us
out. She'll be lucky if she gets like 1% of the vote. Like, there's no way she's going to win.
She'll be lucky. She'll be lucky if she actually sways the vote for either side.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't seem like she did the last time, so...
Both parties are squandering trillions on the endless war machine, fueling conflict.
I feel like there are some other people that could run third party that might make a dent in it. They wouldn't win, but they might like put a dent in it.
So. If she wants to win, she needs to change her slogan. She should go under the slogan, you know, Trump had MAGA. That was very popular. She needs something catchy like that. I'm going to suggest JILF. The Jill I'd like to fund. And everybody could fund her campaign. They would get behind Jill.
What a Jill.
While tens of millions here at home lack food, housing, health care, Democrats have betrayed their promises for working people, youth, and the climate again and again. While Republicans don't even make such promises in the first place. And both parties are a danger to our democracy, expanding censorship, criminalizing protests.
In 2024, vote for this Jill Lucy.
Throwing competitors off the ballot, suppressing debates. rigging their primaries? So for
they do. I mean, like, she's not wrong about a lot of the things she's saying here.
Forget the pundits and the attack dogs who tell you to ignore your misery and just keep voting for those who caused it in the first place.
Yeah, but people who offer you hope in a hopeless situation, they're just teasing you.
Well, yeah.
They, why you gotta tease me, Jill?
She won't win. You know, I think it would be impressive, though, if eventually a third-party person does very well, you know?
Jill Stein, giving the two-party system the Steiner recliner.
Steiner recliner!
Oh!
Change won't come from the ruling elites. It comes from we, the people. And when we stand together, we can create living wage jobs for all Americans. We can guarantee an economic bill of rights with the right to a job, to health care, to housing, to food, education, and more. We can abolish student debt, medical debt. We can create a Green New Deal with millions of jobs to fight climate collapse and protect Mother Earth.
Or we could send everybody to war.
Huh, that's more interesting.
And we can ensure our constitutional rights and freedoms and justice for all. We can end the endless wars and rampant militarism and use diplomacy and international law instead to end violence, occupation, and apartheid.
Everybody's saying Ross Perot got 18.1% of the vote. Remember when he took his little leave of absence from the election?
I mean, yeah, yes. He did get, like, when it comes to the popular vote, he got a good percentage of the popular vote. He didn't get any electoral votes, as far as I know. I don't think he won any states or anything like that.
If anybody actually got that close, like Ross Perot did, they would have their little disappearance from the election, and they'd come back, and they'd take their lumps and never be heard from again.
It was 1992, I think.
Yeah, when it was CIA 1 versus CIA 2. And he came in because everybody's like, fuck this. We don't want to vote for CIA 1 versus CIA 2.
Who's CIA 1?
Well, obviously, George H.W. Bush.
Was, and who's CIA 2?
Young Bill Clinton.
What?
Who was running drugs through Arkansas via
Boo
the Jill, CIA.
Who run for president somewhere else, Boo.
The election was rigged. Ross Perot came in promising as hell, saying something different. And then when it started to become a real fucking contender, they were like, you know what? You should cool off a little bit. Announce you're going to leave the election. You can come back in a month, but we're not going to have you
do this. Sounds like a conspiracy theory.
We do have the power.
We have had conspiracies before in this country.
To start building an America and a world that works for all of us. Go to JillStein2024.com and join us.
All right. Yeah. She won't even be a factor. She won't take any votes away from anyone that would, like, cause them to lose. It's just, like, it's not even going to be there.
Unless she starts this JILF campaign, I suggested. JILF could swing those swing states. Bryfine knows.
All right, let's check in with King Cobra. The Cookie Monster meme.
Oh fuck.
Yep.
I feel like there should be a My Little Pony action figure floating around in that. I want to puke just thinking of that thumbnail.
10 granular sugar. One cup. And I drop it on the ground.
God damn it!
It's like weird circus music, like when the clowns roll in their little car. Look at him making this shit. He's putting jalapeno peppers and crushed up chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, it's important to cut the chocolate chip cookies with jalapeno peppers.
What? A green monster energy drink. Ah, and then he's going to let it... Okay, this is bad enough when it's fresh like this, but he's going to let it, like, ferment. That's not half bad. It looks like puke, dude. It looks like puke. It looks like puke.
Look at it, YouTube.
Ah.
At this point, he's just making the old drink combos, but instead of drinking them right away, he lets them spoil for 2 weeks.
Literally. That is... That's so gross. It makes me, like, feel a little bit nauseous just thinking about it.
He's making drink combos, except replacing alcohol with time.
Imagine you are 12. Then imagine you find out you can make booze with household items. What 12-year-old, a regarded one, wouldn't throw bacon, cookies, and jalapenos in? The world is his oyster. He's forever 12 and alcohol and smoking is the coolest dude.
Hey!
The world is his oyster, and you know he would put oysters in that thing if he had them on hand.
Oh, God! Oyster mead? Clam chowder mead? Should he make a clam chowder mead?
Hey, guys! This is my sardine mead. We're going to let it sit for 4 weeks and then come back to it. That's most definitely what's up, pukes.
He just never stops upping the ante on being regarded as fuck. It never fails to amaze me how stupid he is.
It looks exactly like a septic tank that just had a shit ton of treatment sink to the bottom.
All right, guys, we're going to put two fighting fish into the mead.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Some beta
the end of the day,
fish.
Only one will survive.
He's going to choke down a goblet of that sewage in a couple of weeks and proclaim that it's so good he would offer it to his Viking ancestors.
He has said that before.
He eats cat food, sleeps in a dog chair, doesn't bathe, smells everything, doesn't chew, barks in the middle of the night, has food and housing provided for him, can't use a can opener. He's a mangy dog.
He's my dog, though. That's my dog right
there.
They're
dehumanizing him.
Let's see.
That's most definitely what's up, Cobes.
I was selling a pair of wands with autographed... album cassette tape. I gotta get the wands made first. They're both gonna be marble handled wands. I have a smaller one and a longer one.
Look at his setup, how much he's grown.
Jalapeno wine that I made. No, over the last couple of days. And
yeah, what the fuck is that?
And I think it's tasty. I put like chocolate chip cookies in it, bananas, green monster energy, jalapenos, sugar and honey. You know, you saw the video, you know what's up.
Bri-Fi says, looks like breast milk.
Ah!
I would 1000% drink breast milk mead. Like, no question. I'm actually thinking about going into business now and making it. I would do breast milk mead. Don't ruin that for me, please.
Sweetness to it, and I did not know this, but when I poured it in there, the jalapenos had carrots in there, so I'm like, all right, fuck it, we're just gonna throw it in there because it was a Halloween mead that I was making. I like making my own wine; it's pretty fun. I've already got my next recipe planned as soon as I get the scratch to do it.
Oh, God.
Now, the combination of this... Whoa, that was a close call. The combination of
what could make it any worse? Dropping it and having broken glass and fucking simulated cum all over your floor?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I thought it was going to taste weird and gross, but it's not half bad.
Doubt.
There's a sweetness to it. And let's have a go at it. the green monster complements the green jalapenos.
He's talking about it like he's a wine connoisseur.
And you get a sweetness from like a hint of banana. When you smell it, you
I saw those fucking bananas floating in there.
Smell the chocolate chip cookies that I put in there. I was just going with the most random ingredients I had right in front of me when I made this. And, you know, it didn't turn out half bad, but if you want the best,
it turned out whole bad.
A whole month before drinking it, right after you've filtered it.
You know it doesn't taste good.
Bogolum's botulinum juice. Oh,
jeez. King. King. He's like, oh, jeez. That is apt. Did he get drunk ever off of this mead? Did we ever see him get drunk?
No, I've never seen him actually get drunk. Look at this, though. He may have chipped his tooth.
Is he going to add the chipped tooth into his next batch?
YouTubers, maybe. We're trying some wacky flavors of soda pop.
Oh, this sucks.
This ghost pepper one is pretty damn tasty. And the heat of it definitely creeps up on you a little bit. It's not overpowering, but I can feel it back in my throat, my stomach, and my nostrils, and my sinuses clearing out just a little bit. Now check this out. We have another crazy flavor of soda. This is a butter-flavored soda pop. Can you believe this shit?
Damn,
oh,
damn,
God.
Damn.
Oh, God.
My guy chipped his tooth.
YouTube. Ridiculous. But I'm here for it.
Yeah, he chipped a tooth, dude.
How the fuck they did it, I will not understand. But they literally got the taste of butter into the soda pop. This just tastes intensely delicious. Not a sponsor.
Is it a sponsor, though?
Not a sponsor, Tubes. Hosting a Talking Tom short attacking the trolls. The video was flagged and Josh is now serving yet another 2-week suspension along with a second channel strike. Damn, dude. Don't lose the fucking channel, Papa.
Yeah. I got some new content from Daddy Derek, from Derek Savage.
Ooh. Hey, we're gonna do guys, a worldwide virtual movie premiere.
Think, hey, I'll tell you what. If you love Cool Cat, then ooh, you are just gonna love the nice on little video. Hey guys, we got one scene left to shoot. It's just 1 1/3 page. Film it tomorrow. Got all my equipment out, or a lot of my equipment
I like what
out.
A psycho he is. He put the equipment in the background just to show it off.
Yep.
He's like, look, guys, we're making real movies now. We rented a red camera.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he doesn't need to do that. He could sit with just a regular all wall
right,
behind
the whole apartment
him.
Just looks like a little movie yeah. studio right here. And
it's not even set up in a good way.
No.
He just has it there. Literally, he moved it on. Oh, before we go live, let's put all the shit we rented behind me.
Yep.
You've never heard me say this in all the time
was that
I've
a
been
fart?
Around. If you guys been.
It might have been.
I think I heard a fart.
It might have been a person, but we do hear farts a lot. Let's
say. Say this in all the time I've been around. If you guys been. A lot of you have followed me for a lot of years. Been around a lot of years.
Did I already.
You've never heard me.
I think we didn't get fart enough.
You're just going to love the nice on little video. Hey, guys. We got one scene left to shoot. It's just 1 1/3 page. Film it tomorrow. Got all my equipment out, or a lot of my equipment out already. The whole apartment just looks like a little movie studio right here. And this film, you've never heard me say this in all the time I've been around. If you guys been, a lot of you have followed me for a lot of years, been around a lot of years now, you've never heard me. I promise you, you have never seen a film like our brand new one, and that is Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog.
I didn't hear anything.
the virus wars.
I didn't realize we listened to that before.
I mean, it is just, I mean, yeah, I'm sitting there editing, and you know, and I'm just laughing. It is just fun. I mean, and okay, guys. At the right after this,
Duck and Creepers, we didn't go back to the fart thing. Like tomorrow, when you guys are rewatching this, because I know you all.
All right, let's start from the beginning.
Oh shit, we didn't have to do that. I was just telling everybody to go back and listen.
Hey
for
guys,
tomorrow.
What's happening? Hey, I'll tell you what. If you love Cool Cat, then ooh, you are just going to love the nice on little video. Hey guys, we got one scene left to shoot. It's just one in 1/3 page. Filming it tomorrow. Got all my equipment out, or a lot of my equipment out already. The whole apartment just looks like a little movie studio right here. And this film, you've never
There's
heard
like a
me
mute
say
there
this.
Now.
And all the time I've been around, if you guys have been, a lot of you have followed me for a lot of years, been around a lot of years now, you've never heard me. I promise you, you have never seen a film like our brand new one, and that is Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog, The Virus Wars. I mean, it is just, I mean, I'm sitting there editing and, you know, and I'm just laughing. It is just fun. I mean, and, okay, guys, at the right after this, I'm going to show you the clip. I mean, on the credits that we have, the credit runs, the end credits and everything.
I'm going to show y'all the clip.
You got a chance to get your name
in. Cool Cat movie for. Cool Cat finds the clip.
It's fabulous.
So if you want to add your name in it, you just have a couple weeks to make this happen. Go to my website, and that is coolcatlovesyou.com. It costs you $25 bucks to get your
not
name
only,
in
it. Not only is that not equipment he owns, Alcaraz says I'm sure he's renting it. He could be getting it through like a film student, and he's working with a film student who's borrowing it from his college, and he's just using the film student's connection. He's worked with a lot of young film producers in the past that see his shit because they watch Your Movie Sucks and other PewDiePie, and they fucking work with him for the opportunity because it's crazy. It's probably belongs to a fucking a school. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a somewhere on this on the other side of everything, because who shows the back of this equipment? It probably has school tags on it somewhere.
And so you can join this fabulous crowd that we got coming up. I'm about to show you here. Hey, I got a couple other things too. On one of the music videos, I can put it in there where I got a couple kids waving a Cool Cat. It's Cool Cat's new Take a Picture. I'll put a little bit out there on the next video or the one right after it. You know, so I can put a couple kids in there like waving at Cool Cat. So you get your own face in there and everything in the actual music video. And I thought that would be pretty fun. Hey, I tell you what, we got another thing. You want to be an associate producer on the credits? I mean, in the credits and on a film that's really got some potential. Here's
and on
right
IMDb.
Here. Go over there. There and you get a nice package, you know, and all that. I'm not doing no Kickstarter crap or nothing like that. It's on my website. Only a couple of things. Oh, and the reason why it's only a couple of weeks, we're setting up our worldwide virtual premiere.
December 9th, 2023.
December 9th. Yes, sir. Tickets are going to be $5 each. I think that's a great price to watch just a film that I'm promising you. You ain't never seen nothing like this one. I mean, this thing is just fun. Oh, Cool Cat, Dirty Dog. All, I mean, I love writing that character.
Dirty Dog, coronavirus is fake.
It's fun. And
it's a scam.
That's what Dirty Dog did.
And then we also have.
And a lot of people are speculating that maybe that's actually, like, Dirty Dog represents how Derek actually feels about that whole thing. Because it was like a weird character he created specifically for that.
Yeah.
You have executive producer credits. Now, that right there is if you want to be a big boy. Now, with the executive producer credit, you're going to get your own billboard on the front credits, which means a thing, a credit with just your name on it right there, executive producer. You right there. And, of course, at the end, you get your credit there too. Bam. Now, also with the executive producer credits, I'm doing something that I've never done before. And, I mean, it costs a lot of money to make these movies, so I'm trying to get a little bit of money back here. So I'm going to offer some things that I really don't want to part with. But, hey, if you like props, I tell you what, you come in on executive producer, I got three sets of props. The first one's in, first come, first serve. you get to choose your one. Now, from this movie, the biggest prop is the coronavirus ball. I only have one of these, period. And this is the one in the movie right here. It can be yours if you want to be an executive producer. Now, the
you
second
can get
one,
your coronavirus prop, Ben.
Things pretty darn cool here. Now, this is going to
I'd
be...
I'd love to. I'll hang it from my rearview mirror movie. In my car.
Now, this is Dirty Dogs Poison.
Now, I have to be an executive producer because we need the Dirty Dog Poison as well, Ben.
Why does he have poison? I guess I didn't see the movie, the coronavirus movie.
Obviously, coronavirus was a hoax, so he had to start using his Dirty Dog Poison to get everybody sick, obviously.
The one in the movie, he's yelling and the pores above the dirty dog balls are flying out.
You see his other hand? That's the third prop. Uh-huh. The third person gets the fucking fleshlight used by Cool Cat. That's Cool Cussy fleshlight.
And I did the special effects on those too. Hey, it's the first time I've ever really did that before.
What's he got? So is it pepper spray? What the fuck is that?
Cool. I think it's a fleshlight. I think that's a cat vagina there. Cool Cat's pussy.
But
his pussy.
It looks like spray paint.
You get
Pepper spray.
It's a little orange Cool
Dirty
Cat
dog?
Colored cussy bussy. Oh,
you get the orange death bottle, too, that was on the desk. That's when Dirty Dog's making his thing.
What? So it's just a bottle.
The last ingredient was this, and then the Dirty Dog spit, and that's when all the evil started coming out of the poison bottle.
That's how coronavirus started. It was
Holy
a little
shit.
Bit of Dirty Dog poison. It was a little bit of Dirty Dog's death spray, and then Dirty Dog's spit.
Gross.
No! And you also get this in the movie where Dirty Dog is, to make the first virus ball. This is it. Also, there's only one of each, so that's all you got. I got three, that's it. And then for the third...
That was three things, and you said there was a virus ball. That's four things.
Special necklace. It was his granddaddy cat's necklace. You know, Cool Cat always loved his granddaddy cat. And his granddaddy cat left him the magical Cool Cat power necklace.
He's so fucking stunted, dude.
Did he get this out of a vending machine or something? And he was like, that could be the Cool Cat power necklace.
Probably bought this off of fucking eBay for $29.95 and got ripped off.
And it gives Cool Cat special powers, and he needs that special power.
He said there were only three things available. He's already showed
five things.
Five things. Yeah. Is the whole bottle and cat pussy and poison thing, is that all count as one thing?
I guess. Look at the madness in his eyes right here.
Oh, yeah. He believes in everything he says. He's fucking out of his mind. It's like him and Sturgis, if they went head to head in a battle of wits, it would go on for eons. No one would win.
They'd
just butt heads into eternity.
So you and your family from the Dirty Dog virus. So you better hope, you better pray that Cool Cat's got the strength to take him down. Or you might die soon. You better have faith in Cool Cat. And also in this film, don't you forget, we got the Harrier jet in here, baby doll. My good friend, Mr. Lieutenant Colonel Art Knowles, and his Harrier jet, the world's only civilian Harrier jet.
What a gimmick.
Art Knowles, is that Beyonce's dad?
No. But yeah, he's a former Air Force pilot, and he has the only privately owned Harrier jet. Like, most people wouldn't be allowed to own something like that, but he had it, like, he's cleared to fly it, so he has one.
In the film, teaming with Cool Cat. So
it's cool because they can take off. They can like hover like that. That's impressive.
Guys, hey.
Yeah.
All I got to say to you, December the 9th. You can, I'm putting everything together now. We'll be pre-selling tickets on the website. So, you know, give me a few days at $5 each. And it's $5 of pure entertainment, baby doll. December the 9th, the worldwide virtual premiere of Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog, the Virus Wars. God bless, guys. Enjoy the movie. Bye-bye.
enjoyed a movie 1 month away from today, baby.
Yeah, that's something. I'm trying to plan for the 10th anniversary episode. We'll see what we can do about the 10th anniversary episode. We got to line some people up to do that
for everybody who wants to fly out to Seattle for the 10th anniversary episode. You can get an Airbnb. Everybody can be in town and you can go out and celebrate with us afterwards. There's going to be festivities.
Oh, what?
Dirty Dog is inserting that lipstick into Daddy Derek's doozy.
That's hot. That's hot.
Doozy?
It's pure entertainment, baby doll.
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
I heard Jeff Holliday is going to be hosting a after party for the 10th anniversary episode of Drunken Peasants.
Is that true?
Admission will be free for those wearing a Kekistani flag and nothing else. Word on the street is Scott Henson will be making apple teenies for a slight upcharge. Apple teenies, Manhattan prices for a down and out Seattle apple teeny.
Here's that Ramaswamy video.
It's good to be back in town. I have been spending more time on the road than I have here. You know, some of the people we actually have seen in the neighborhood, and it's good to see them here, and others are new friends who we've run into. And yeah, this is a civic process. It's the beauty of this day. It is a civic ritual we go
through.
He's
got the Ohio voted sticker.
Ohio! As a Ohio. Country.
This is what brings us together. Agree or not, we settle our differences at the ballot box. That's who we are as Americans. That system's been distorted, but it's a beautiful thing to remember today. That's who we are as a people, and it can be a day that I hope we embrace this civic ritual even more. And, you know, I would favor making Election Day a national holiday. And I do think that there are intangible advantages to making single day election.
Oh, yeah. So he's touting the like, yes, we must all vote on one day. There's only one day you can vote. You can't do it early. You can't mail it in. You got to go to a place and vote on this one day during the hours that they're open, no matter what.
Let's make it impossible for people who aren't retired to vote.
Yep. Yeah. One time I literally voted in an old folks home. Where, literally it was in the lobby of a place where, it was like a retirement home. So
did they give you grandma candies when you walked in?
There might have been some there, but it was just weird. So they literally brought the voting to them. The voting was where they lived. It's crazy. I'm like, no wonder why, seniors vote the most. They do have more free time because most of them are retired, and then they also... They vote where they live. It's crazy. And that was in Ohio where you have to show up to vote. There was no mail-in or early voting. You voted on the day, on election day.
That's gregarious.
Odd land when it comes to these general elections. But regardless, I think it's a day to celebrate.
I thought he was going to throw his son into the voting box.
Jesus Christ.
I think he's just sneak him in the voting box and be like, all right, when people come to vote, hit their fucking vote for our choices before they can choose. They won't see it coming. You're a tiny boy.
The first time, because my parents took me with them to vote, it was so weird because you'd go in. Back in the day, they had these places you'd go and you'd pull a lever and it would close a curtain behind you. And then everything on the ballot had these things that you'd check down for what you voted for. They're these metal tabs that you would push down, and that's how they voted. The first time I ever saw voting happen, it was like that. It was so weird.
Weirdo shit.
And then when they were done, they'd pull the lever back and it would cast their ballot and open the curtain.
Wonder how many people got busy inside the ballot box.
Oh, it showed your legs and everything, so I don't know.
The first time
probably
was there a certain issue that you maybe wanted to make sure you put in your word on today?
I mean, I think every issue and every candidate on the ballot's important, but issue number one was
issue number one. That was the abortion one.
And I think that it would be a mistake for us to constitutionally codify a right to abortion that functionally goes up to the time of birth, and also to remove any element of parental consent from not only those decisions, but other aspects of reproductive care as well. I think parental consent is crucial. I'm a father.
Parental consent? I think the parent of the child in their stomach should have full consent to choose what's going to grow in their stomach.
But what about her parents?
Oh, no, they don't get a choice.
If that's what he's arguing for, though.
If you couldn't keep your fucking teenage daughter's legs closed, you're out of the equation. Fuck off.
And I do think that parents having the appropriate purview over their kids, at least until the kids are fully grown adults, is important. And this would erode that. It would codify that in the Constitution. I think it'll be a mistake if that happens. That's what
it passed.
I think if the parents make a mistake and don't raise a good children, their child should be forced to raise a child. Fuck out of here, dude.
Let's see if he gets asked about the other issue.
And lastly, think a year ahead for me.
Oh, no, really? You didn't ask him about issue two? Huh.
What's going to be going on here a year from now?
Well, a year from now, I think I'll be running against someone other than Joe Biden in the general election. I don't think Biden will be the nominee.
Wow.
I think we'll be on track to win this in a landslide, because I very rarely talk about Republicans versus Democrats or black versus white narratives that the media prefers. I think this is an election about whether you agree with the founding ideals of this country. Do you agree with the basic rules of the road, the 1776 principles?
That disappeared way too quick. Couldn't read any of that.
I'll read it. It's maybe for the 10th anniversary episode post show, you could do a throwback commentary on the religion debate episode with those morons, Nephilim Free and True Empiricism. There probably won't be a post show after the 10th anniversary. It'll probably just be a longer regular show.
10th anniversary 100% is going to be Balls of the Wall live on air. Gangster.
Country was founded on? Or do you wish to apologize for the existence of this nation? That's the real divide, but it's not 50-50 that way. It's easily 80-20 in our favor, and so I predict that I'll be on this day a year from now, hopefully winning.
He's just throwing out numbers.
A landslide and uniting this country.
Winning the election in a landslide. Okay.
He's like, not only will I not be running against Joe Biden, he won't get the nomination, I'll be winning by a landslide. The numbers are 80-20, and yes, I pulled those out of my ass.
The process. I have full confidence that's where we're headed. It's going to be a long path between now and then, but I think that this can be, next year, can be the kind of election that we had in 1980, one that makes a decisive statement.
He's going back to Reagan now with the 1980s.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Ronald Reagan election was 2016 with Donald Trump.
Both of Ronald Reagan's elections, he destroyed both of the people he ran against. Like, those were true landslides. Those were insane. Like, Ronald Reagan won almost every state. I think he might have only lost, like, one state in the first election.
This is who we are as a people. And I think it's going to take someone from the next generation, someone from my generation, to reach that next generation and revive this country and reunite this country around our shared ideals. That's why I'm in this race, and my heart says we're going to be successful.
He lost three states in his first election in 1980.
Pussy, can't get them all, pussy.
That's huge. And then he ran against Dukakis. When he ran against Dukakis, he only lost one state. And that was Wisconsin. Or no, Minnesota. Minnesota.
President Dukakis sounds like a science fiction president name.
He was Greek. Or no. Actually, no. Dukakis was... I was wrong. It wasn't Dukakis. Dukakis ran against Bush the first time. It was against Walter Mondale. Walter Mondale. My bad.
Walter Mondale.
Yes. It was... It was Reagan versus Walter Mondale, not Dukakis. And Mondale could only win Minnesota.
And Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's the red wave Tim Pool swore Trump was going to have.
That didn't happen. Like, this is unheard of. I don't think this would happen anytime soon, either way.
What if 2024 we're looking at the map and it's this for Trump?
For Trump?
Oh my fucking God.
I don't think that's going to happen. He's not going to win.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But what if we just tune into after we're like, well, fuck.
It's way more divided now. Like, this is just
like at that point, if we tune in the day after Trump wins with this decisive of a victory, do we just turn around, pull our pants down and take it? Like, what do we do?
I mean, that would be crazy.
Like, yep. Sorry, guys. Ben and I are just going to let every MAGA supporter rail us because this is insane. This is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, both of Reagan's elections were ass whoopings.
The CIA really stacked the deck those years till they realized they could just run their own guys versus each other.
And then Bush versus Dukakis, that was a win. Like, but not as much. Like, this is Bush versus Dukakis right here.
Washington State going blue.
Yeah.
Blue caucus.
And West Virginia, which is kind of surprising.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. The country road.
Now I think he's an alien. Homeboy Carl says
Billy has been gang stalking me and I won't stop.
How do you gang stalk someone by yourself?
I call up the homies.
Damn. The gang?
Yeah.
Cool and the gang?
Call up the cool gang, the Kool-Aid gang.
Oh, you know what I got for you? I'm so excited. Are you ready?
Is it cool porn?
Yo, safely!
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
There's... Shabisky showed this to me yesterday, and I wanted he wanted me to show
Shabisky's
it to you.
Is this new rap?
No, it's a rap that he wanted you to see. It's by someone named Jalaya Hollis. J-A-H-L-A-Y-A space sounds Hollis. Good. H-O-L-L-I-S. The song is called Wooza. W-O-O-S-S-A-H. Wooza. All right, you ready for this?
Sounding promising.
Some suckers walk past. Not really enough suckers. There's one of them walk past.
And by the way, if this...
Ron DeSantis?
If I end up having to clip this out because it gets claimed or whatever, you can find this on Spotify. It'll still be on Spotify for you to see.
What day is hard or shiny for me? We just got a pop for
you. You ready? So, first impressions?
It's really good.
You like it?
Yeah, this reminds me of when I was a fucking young, budding rapper.
I wonder what's written on the dry erase board that they had to blur out in this video.
Probably just a giant racial slur, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, what is it? Like, right there, do you see it?
Probably is a secret to life. They don't want to share it with us. Does she have a gigantic floppy camel toe? Did I misread that when she was on the table?
Oh, I don't know.
Is Are these Americans? Like,
I don't
these
aren't
know. Americans, right?
I don't know. I can't tell. It's all white people. So I'm like, maybe, maybe it is European. I don't know. I don't know.
Is this Trump's other daughter?
The secret daughter.
Yeah, Tiffany Trump.
No, I don't think it's Trump. I think it's Tiffany.
Can we give Big Diesel over here to sort this shit out? Give Big Diesel one.
Oh, he's already in the chat. He's already in the chat.
Yeah, we need Big Diesel to come in and clean this shit up. I like how they're blurring out her saying the N-bomb, but they're not beeping it out.
Right.
They're just like, we can't show her say it.
That's interesting. That's an interesting stylistic choice.
It makes me think she's not the one actually rapping this. They hired an actress.
No. There's multiple videos with her. Like, she has a whole, like, YouTube channel full of videos.
Well, all I can say right now is, girl boss. You niggas. I ain't gonna say you niggas, because there's only a few niggas. Like my nigga, they didn't bleep out her saying it that time. And she is wearing a leash, right?
I don't know what that is.
She looks like one of her parents was a Cabbage Patch Kid. Is this Tim Dillon in drag?
Her channel she doesn't have a lot of subs or views. I don't know where Shibisky found this, but she has multiple videos on her channel.
Can we invite her to be a guest on the next episode?
We could. I don't know if she would.
I have so many questions for her.
Should I share her channel for people who want to see her videos?
I would say no.
No?
Only because they'll ruin it.
Will they ruin it?
Why not? Sure. Sure they'll ruin it. Well, okay. Give it to Big Diesel at least. I think Big Diesel can be trusted with it. I'm not sure if she said the N-bomb or Woosa more in this song. Dude, she's got a dick, dude. Every time she swings those legs, I see something kick,
no,
dude.
No, she doesn't.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe it's just her thick inner thigh.
All right.
I know the difference between a Mons pubis and a swinger. That could be like an inner thigh jelly roll. She could just have a thickums. Yeah, it could be meaty flaps. She's impressive. Something about me makes me think she'll be in the Barbie movie sequel.
Oh my god, the name of her other song that I just saw. Oh my god.
What could it be, Ben?
What is going on with her?
Shall we throw that into rotation?
Do you want to see it?
If it's worse than the Cheesecake Factory rap, no.
I don't know if the rap is bad, but like,
have to listen.
Look at the name of the song.
Con?
No, there's two O's there.
Like VidCon?
There's two O's there.
C Infinity N? Is this a Guardians of the Galaxy tribute to Rocket?
When you were playing that record, what were you thinking? One thing's the truth. If a brother hates his roots, he'll hate the fruit. And yes, Eve ate the fruit, but shame made that dude taste it too. Some of y'all ain't got no accountability. And you brothers want to be down, y'all gotta be kidding me. Some of y'all still getting raped by the white man. But a traitor with his hatred, he be breaking y'all in. And he made you over with disdain for your own kin. Keep heading down that road, man, he ain't gonna have no friends.
What you think?
I need to know everything about this woman.
Why is that your reaction?
I feel like she is a hired actor to play the actual rapper to this. I feel like this is a an operative. This is a gay ops. We're getting this woman rapping the lyrics because she's not very good at rapping along with the lyrics.
What?
I feel like Jelaiah Hollis is probably a completely different woman who hired this woman to play her in her videos.
You're always like looking at conspiracy theories all the time. You're so conspiracy minded.
It just doesn't add up. Why would they bleep her words saying the bomb? But not why would they put the little thing over the mouth when she said it? But
I also found her Twitter too. Her Twitter, like you just look her up on by that name. It's a very it's a very unique name. So she's on Twitter like under her name.
Doesn't add up, Ben.
Jelaiah Hollis. I don't know how to say her name right.
Doesn't add up. This is a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy. So in a few minutes here, we're going to go do, we're going to continue our review, our live review of Isom pretty soon here. I'm going to ask if anyone's out there that would be so kind as to do one last tip train. If anyone wants to get your last tips in, your last hee-hees, your last whatever's in. So we could get to, I don't know, maybe 40% going into Saturday's show. That would be
show us your massive
much
tips.
Appreciated. Much appreciated. Woosa remix featuring Billy the Fridge.
Woosa, woosa, keep you all in check. Woosa.
Woosa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got another video here.
What makes a man? Is it the power in his hand?
Yesterday in the civil court trial to determine the Trump Organization's liability for fraud. Attorneys asked the former president's daughter if she knowingly passed along misleading business documents.
Didn't we just watch this girl rap
executive
that Woosa song?
Family business. Scott McFarland was in the court for the hearing. Scott, what do you know?
Hey, Nate, good morning. The tone and the tenor of Ivanka Trump was just so different from her father's outbursts and flashes of anger earlier this week. She spoke in a voice so soft and quiet, the judge frequently asked her to speak up and into the microphone at least four times.
that's a good tactic, actually, so you don't have to lie. Just speak so quietly they can't hear you.
Exactly. Ingenious.
Normally there would be a helicopter playing right now for my family to lie through their teeth, but since there's no helicopter in the courtroom, I'm just gonna whisper inaudibly
of her family to take the stand in the New York civil fraud trial against the Trump Organization.
How you feeling, Ivanka?
Under questioning as a witness, not a defendant.
Oh, wow, what an unflattering courtroom sketch of her. That doesn't even
That's
look like her.
That's unflattering?
Yeah, that doesn't even look like her. It like...
I we think the cool cat power necklace power scales against the Sonichu necklace.
Ooh, the Sonichu necklace
not
has so
close.
Much more power. So
yeah,
much
not
more.
Even close. Daddy Eric put zero blood, sweat, tears, or scum filth onto that necklace.
Thank you for starting the tip train rolling. It's just now left the station.
She frequently told a state attorney, "I don't recall," and insisted several times she didn't prepare her father's financial statements.
Oh, that one's pretty bad. The neck on that one. Holy
yeah, what
shit.
Is this? This is bad.
Last summer.
I've never prepared one. I don't know. I've never made one. I'm not an accountant.
She left the Trump Organization in 2017 when her father became president, but the New York Attorney General's office says she
Never mind.
Was there.
The neck
talking...
was accurate. That's why she's wearing a turtleneck.
She's got a giraffe neck.
To lenders during a time the company landed sweetheart loans by exaggerating Trump's worth.
It's funny when he said sweetheart loans, he showed a picture of Donald and Ivanka holding hands.
She was enriched. Aww. And clearly you cannot distance yourself from that fact. The documents do not lie.
Emails revealed in court showed her involvement on the financing for the Doral Golf Club in Florida in 2011. She was copied on a submission to Deutsche Bank of her father's statement Deutsche of financial Bank. Conditions, which portrayed his net worth as $3 billion higher than it actually was. That resulted in a deal with much better loan rates than had previously been offered. She then wrote to her fellow executives, "It doesn't get better than this."
She wanted to get in and out as unscathed as possible, with doing as little damage as possible to her brothers and her father. I think she did just that.
Ooh, Ivanka interesting.
Trump was New York State's final witness. Lawyers for former President Trump's business begin making their case next.
That was an interesting take. That reporter said she wanted to get in and get out with doing as little damage to her brothers and father as she possibly could, and I think she did just that.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. She, she had to testify, and she was very careful about how she handled it.
She 100% could take the Trump empire into the future. Like, the brothers are burnt. Trump is burnt. She could continue the legacy in a way that is not burnt from the current administration and establishment.
Well, I don't think
whether that's political or whatever, it could be just as a company. She
I don't
could
think
be the figurehead.
I think the company is going to have to move if this goes the wrong way, because I don't think it's going to be allowed to stay in New York anymore. So they might have to move it elsewhere, because I think that's part of this whole hearing that they're having is like it's the state of New York versus Donald Trump and like the Trump company. So he might have to like sell his assets and go elsewhere.
Be gone, Donald. Be yep. gone.
I don't know.
Scott walking in that
and don't think
no
you can get away with the garbage island. We're cleaning that up, Donald.
Nobody around her. She. In many ways, it looked like she was walking on a runway. Mm. So how did she come across in the courtroom, do you think, to the judge?
It was striking because it was so subtle. It was a whisper at times. The judge told her to speak up and get into the microphone because we can't hear you.
Was that strategy, do you think?
It certainly was effective. If it was, she was supposed to be back there today. Instead, they cut it off yesterday afternoon, sent her home, said they're done. She seemed
they're like,
confident.
We can't hear this bitch. Leave her out.
I'm tired of this
champagne
shit.
Champagne cork from when they celebrated the deal. It's
right.
I do not recall that
I
champagne
do not recall.
Cork.
Yeah, and she's not a defendant in the case.
No, she's not. She's been cleared on that front.
Absolutely.
She did try to fight the subpoena to testify, but lost that. Scott, thank you very much.
All right. Damn. That's some craziness. I hope one of these Trump trials gets televised. I really hope, because that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I think at least one of them will.
Have we heard anybody explain how Trump is inside of the court? Like, is he as fucking irrational as you would hope he would be?
He got mad and stormed out of one of the hearings he was in, you know?
It's good shit, pal.
Be gone. Dawn. Make haste.
God. All right. So we've been trying to do more post shows for our $10 patrons. If you want to catch the post show tonight, we're going to do it in a minute here. So you should sign up patreon.com/DP so you can check it out. We're going to be going over, we're currently on page 30 of ISOM number 2.
Goodying.
Goodying just showed up. So we're going to figure out what the fuck Goodying is and why anyone should be excited about it. You know, like, I don't know. I don't even know. It's a dumb name. Maybe the character's good. I don't know.
The character is Goodying.
What Goodying here? I'll get the direct link. I just found it. For anyone who wants to join in and help support the show, the Patreon is very important. If you want to help out, it's right there. Just click there, and it's $10 level for all the extra content. There's gonna be a lot more extra $10 content coming up for the rest of this month, and and it gets you in on the lower tier perks, as you've heard. So
those of you that don't know, Goodying is a polymath.
A polymath?
That's a person of wide-ranging knowledge.
Ooh.
Or learning.
Ooh.
And, he's a polymath.
Where did you hear about that? Because I had no idea. Did you do some research?
His cover that it was recently released because Alpha Corps hit a goal level. The Good Digging cover got spoiled. His comic book is called Good Digging the Polymath.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll check this out. See you guys in the post show.
$10 and above, get it there right now.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.